Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey everybody, this is Sick Puppy. Shouldidrinkthat.com, or even if it's crap, we drink it so you don't have to. We are here at another live event for what I believe is episode 72. I could be wrong. Maybe 73, I don't know. But this is a special event this year, Steel City Big Four 2011. And we got a special guest here with me, Dave Langanese. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Close enough?
Yeah, rhymes with mayonnaise. Lanyaise, mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah, but I answered.
Now I'm
going to
call you David
anything.
Mayonnaise.
When you got a name like Lanyaise, you pretty much answer to anything.
Yeah, right on, bud, right on. So tell us what we got going on here this year. What's the special occasion? Why is this event a little bit more special than the others?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I think because it's 5 years, you know, that's certainly a milestone. When we thunk up this event, we actually have a little shrine you may want to check out over at the Sharp Edge booth. Sharp Edge recently renovated their bar, and they were going to throw away the Formica top. So we intervened, being
nice.
Construction Junction and all, and got it and made a little shrine out of it. But that's where the Big Four was born, at the corner of the bar. A bunch of us regulars that were sitting around complaining that we didn't have enough beer festivals in Pittsburgh. So we're really excited that we made it to five. I mean, we never thought this thing would even get off the ground.
Yeah, right on. Look at you now, Dave. Look at you now, right?
So we're so excited about it. And especially because we feel like, and we hope this is true, that the community feels like it's their festival.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So much inclusion from the food partners, the restaurants, beer bars, breweries. We try to treat everybody really, really nice.
Yeah.
With lots of respect. And, you know, in return, you know, they give us lots back.
Yeah, right on. And do you want to tell the people that aren't familiar what this event's actually about?
Yeah, so, I mean, first of all, it's a fundraiser for Construction Junction. Construction Junction is a place where you come and drop off building materials, and instead of them going into the landfill, people reuse them, we resell them, so we're a charity. And, you know, it's we kind of live hand-to-mouth month to month, and this funding that comes from the Big Four helps us to really do great things, invest in our infrastructure, that sort of thing. But the festival, the vision of the Big Four was to be, you know, one of the great festivals in the country, and to combine food and beer and art.
Yeah.
We stole a lot of images from from Woodstock.
You're permanently borrowed.
Yes.
Right.
We're still waiting for some lawyers to call us, but we haven't had anybody yet. And that is the vision, you know, make it a really fun festival, way over the top, crazy fun, you know.
Yeah, man.
That's the vision.
I've been here all 5 years, and it's just an amazing event every time. And I get it's gets better and better, too, you know?
We have a committee, and I think we exchanged some emails on this, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of us, you know, self-proclaimed beer experts. And, you know, you mentioned crap. We don't let any crap in. I mean,
yeah, right on.
I know you taste crap, but we don't. We do a lot of
so
tasting.
You don't have to.
But we don't invite, you know, we invite great brewers.
Yeah, you don't invite the big boys, the big players, such, you know, the BMC, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, and we feel really good about that because we're supporting, you know,
yeah,
local.
You got the community thing going on, which is great.
So, for example, we have a few new ones, you know, Helltown and All Saints in the other room this year that are brand new. And, you know, as soon as we heard about them, Bob Batts from the Post-Gazette told us about them. We dialed them up and
awesome.
They got here.
I like how you put those two right together, too.
Yeah,
that was brilliant.
Right together, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't planned or anything, right?
No. But we were reminiscing as we were preparing for this event. The first year, we showed up on the morning of the event and said, all right, where are we going to put everybody? This time we have it mapped out 2 months in advance, like where everybody
goes.
Yeah,
right on, yeah.
You know.
I love that PDF on the website. It actually tells people exactly where each brewer is, too. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks like the people are starting to roll in now.
Yeah, people
huh?
are rolling in. So the first session starts at 12 to 3, and then session 2 is 5 to 8.
Awesome. And we will be here for both. So it should be a fun day, man.
As you know, we got a 2-hour break in between, and that's really so that the brewers and the beer bar people and everybody can kind of hang out and relax a little
bit. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of festivals only have a 1-hour break, and we figure two.
We can interview them in quiet.
Exactly. You can get a lot of interviews done. And
right on.
It's really a great time for people to chill out a little bit and have a good time.
Yeah. But, all right, man. I know you're a busy man today, so I'll let you go.
Thanks so much,
for talking
man.
To us, and thanks for having us back again. You know.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
We love the event. We love pimping it and love supporting it. Everyone here.
All right. Well, we hope you have a great time today, too.
Oh, we'll do, man. We'll do. I guarantee it.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bud.
All right, thanks, man.
Better. Big War 2011.
That's right, brother. People are rolling in now. Just talked to Dave. Creator of the event, I guess you call it.
Dave is the man.
Now I got a very special guest filling in for the Father Spoon. Well, he's the plastic spoon, the chopsticks, if you will.
Spaghetti strainer.
Spaghetti strainer. Mr. Phil Rita.
Well, thank you, Sick Puppy, for inviting me here today. I'm very excited to be here at Big Four 2011.
I'm sorry Spoon can't be here, but I'm glad you're filling in.
You know, we love Spoon, and our hearts go out to him today.
Yeah. Couldn't ask for a better guest host, man.
Thank you. I apologize
to all my past guest hosts for that.
Should we just apologize to everybody in advance for what we're going to do today?
I'm sorry, I was drunk.
And I think I want to be called Chopstick.
Chopstick?
Yeah, Chopstick.
Ah, we'll call you Chopstick. Chopstick, you want to tell everyone what you do, actually, and a little bit about your joint?
My real name is Phil Rita, owner of Vintage Estate Wine and Beer in beautiful Bourbon, Ohio, and we're just about 50 minutes away from downtown Pittsburgh, too, so I feel very, very connected to Pittsburgh. Of course, I am from Pennsylvania, so
yeah, that's right.
I feel like this is my home turf here, you know. And happy to be here, and of course, we have an event every year, too, that Dave, the organizer of this event, he pretty much inspired us to be the big tap-in.
That's what I love about the craft beer community. Y'all come together, and it's great ideas come out of it. And this is one. And the other one, yours, is coming up in April.
Yeah, we have another event we're helping out with, actually. It's called Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah, that's this month, right?
That's actually next Saturday. Yeah, September 17th at the Stark County Fairground in Canton.
What time does that start?
That starts at 2 o'clock, and it's called Oktoberfest because it's going to be like Oktoberfest beers, pumpkin ales. Of course, we're going to have some Belgian beers, some really great stouts. Awesome. Really excited to see Founders Breakfast Stout at that event, too.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's a great, great stout, you know, so. So here we go. The crowd's rolling in, Sick Puppy.
That's right, man. What do you say we take a little break here, get some beers, come back maybe with a brewer or two, and
I don't know about you, but I'm getting pretty damn thirsty.
Me too, brother. Me too. We got plenty of hop candy here to quench.
My good friend Bob Biro. Hopefully he's here today too. I don't know.
I was going to ask you that. He's not here?
Yeah, I don't know if he came. So
I brought what I had.
Yeah, we'll need that for breath.
See, he
freshener.
Owes me. I brought my own stash.
That's right.
Damn it!
I'll let him know. Don't you worry.
Well, he better listen to the show, that's all.
So.
That bastard. All right, man, let's take a little break. We'll get some beers. We round up some brewers.
All right.
Have some fun today. Do
let's
what
do it. Let the party begin.
All right, man, we got our first beer sampling of the day. Well, the first official one anyway, right, brother? I got couple beers that our sound guy, and by the way, nice fit. By the way, before we even continue, I do want to also introduce another fine upstanding young citizen that we have with us today, Mike Eamon, behind us. It's our sound guy. We actually have a sound guy this year.
All right.
So if you complain about our audio on this show, blame Mike.
Blame it on Mike.
Blame Mike. Wasn't me this time.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, he's here, so, you know, modern and everything. And,
by the way, I want to thank Mike for show. Mike just got us a couple good beers to taste.
He did. I was going to mention that as well. He's also our beer bitch, a.k.a. beer runner.
All right, Mike. We love Mike.
Yes, Mike rocks. He's been a good friend of ours for a long time, good friend of the show. So I'm glad he's here, man.
Yeah.
So what do we got? What do you bring us? New Holland Brewing Company.
Okay, the first one that Mike got for us, I just want to jump right into this. This is New Holland Brewing Company, New Holland, out of New Holland, Michigan. And this is a very kind of a rare beer, actually. This is a 2009 brewery only. It's called Brother Jacob.
Okay.
And style-wise, I think it's considered like a double, something like that. But I'm going to let you give it a shot first.
Thank you, sir.
I just had this the other day, and I was very, very blown away by it.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that beautiful?
I expected it to be a little harsher. It's not.
Very mellow.
Smooth.
Yeah, very, very smooth.
It's still got that malty background to it.
Yes.
And that double feel, you know, but
let me get a taste of
it's
that.
It's nice, man.
I gotta refresh my memory.
That's what I like about Brewfest like this. They bring stuff that we can't normally get around here, you know, new things to try.
It's one of the greatest things about a good beer festival is really getting to taste beers that many times aren't even bottled. They're not
right.
sold to the public. They're usually like brewery only.
Right.
Or just special batches, Sick Puppy, that they make for the festival.
Just for the festival, yeah. And, you know, even on that note, Phil, right next to us here, right on the other side of Bocktown Beer and Grill,
yeah,
we got the trash guys, all the homebrewers over there, you know.
I was very happy to see the trash crew here today, too. Because
you like trash, don't you?
Good group of guys. And guess what? We're making some great beer.
Yeah, I can't wait to sneak over there and steal some, man.
A home brewer for over 15 years myself, so...
Yeah, I've been doing it a long time as well.
And it's a hard job.
And we'll talk a little bit later, I think, when the New Holland guy maybe comes over. I've said this on the show before, but it's finally coming to fruition, is that horrible yet wonderful Dorian experiment with beer that I'm about to do.
I think I could still taste a Dorian in my mouth from like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we brought a Dorian to...
By the way, John, the guy that at the vintage, at the VE, when we ate
the
it...
The guy was slicing up?
He was in last night still shaking his head about that Dorian.
It's an unforgettable experience, man. Good and bad.
By the way, I want to thank you, Sick Poppy, for not allowing me to cut the Dorian inside the VE.
Yeah, I wouldn't let you do that.
Doing it on the patio.
It was bad enough that I had it in the cooler and I was opening the lid to show people. Even that stunk. You know? We have another one here, don't we? Are we done talking about this one?
For now, I guess. We can come back to it, But, this next one, it's called New Holland Black Tulip. And actually, style-wise, I don't know the taste. I think this might be a Saison or something.
Saison or like maybe a triple?
Maybe. I know it's definitely a Belgian style.
Right. Saisons are interesting to me because there's no real defined Saison. You know what I mean?
I think
there may be a BJCP definition. But I'm kind of iffy on those anyway. Saisons are known for whatever they had on hand put in there. You know?
I think it's one of those styles of beer that's more difficult to make right.
Because
if you go just a little too much on some of the, the adjuncts
make it
in it.
A little too spicy.
Just over the top. I actually made a Saison homebrew one time. I put coriander in it and stuff. It was just too much of everything, and I ended up dumping it because... I know. I was very sad.
Should have gave it to us, man. We would have chugged it.
Well, actually, you know what I'm going to start doing is distilling my screw-ups.
Dude, that's a brilliant idea.
You know what I mean?
You know what I do with mine? If I make a bad beer, I never dump it. I just pop the shit out of it in the secondary. Hey, IPA.
Well, some guys, is they just call it Belgian beer.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Oh, no, it's not a bad beer. I just like to experiment with my recipes a lot.
Oh, yeah.
No, your beer sucks.
Well, it's like anything in life. until you push yourself outside of your comfortable zone, exactly. You do not grow. You know.
And I think that's why I screw up more beers nowadays, because I'm outside that comfort zone. And if I screw it up now, it's my fault, and I know it's my fault.
Right.
It's not because of sanitization or bad ingredients. Because I put something stupid in the batch.
Right. I would rather say I screwed up, but I tried, than ever say that I didn't try. And to me...
Or I quit. Yeah.
But to me, brewing is a big metaphor of life.
Oh, it is, man. Yeah, definitely.
And it really exemplifies how one can live their life. You know, like we talk about pushing yourself outside the box, being willing to try new approaches.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it is. It's almost spiritual to me.
I think it makes you more creative as well, not only on the beer side, but with, physical equipment that you use. You know, because they're always coming up with, do-it-yourself kind of ways to save money and create your own equipment instead of going out and buying it. You know, your own wort chillers and your own grinders and things like that. Make your own mash tun.
It's the process that really is the most fun.
Oh, yeah.
And then the reward is simply the end product.
I go to Lowe's and Home Depot now, it has a whole new perspective.
Yeah.
Walking down the aisle, I come here for a screwdriver, but I can make this out
of
that.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I want to do with the VE, one of my next goals is to make a huge infuser. I mean,
I will
like,
help
one
you with
is
that,
like four
I want to make one too.
I know, seriously, we'll have to talk
let's
about
do it.
That.
Yeah,
and, I mean, I want to be off the charts with cool stuff.
You can always pay Sam to make you one.
Sam?
Caligione?
Oh, Sammy boy, yeah.
He makes them and sells them.
Yeah, well.
You can do it cheaper on your own, but that's what that's all about.
They're actually pretty easy to make. All you need is a water filter.
Water filter, yeah.
And some hookups, you know.
I've got so many projects I started and haven't finished yet.
Yeah,
I need to get my ass in gear.
My wife accuses me of that, too. She's like, you did this, you started that, but you haven't finished shit.
I have a giant rubber or plastic garbage can at home. And one of the big industrial ones that the garbage trucks pick up and dump on its own. I wanted to make a portable tap system out of that.
Great.
Just sitting in my backyard for 2 years.
Well, that's okay. There will come a day when you say, I'm going to finish
this.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like
next time I get laid off, maybe. But that doesn't happen.
Everything happens for a reason.
Right.
So
let's talk about the second one here a bit, Phil.
Okay. Well, like I said, the sixth one is called...
Is it a Saison or Triple? Or?
I'm going to tell you in a second.
We're pausing while he cheats on the internet via mobile phone. Yeah, we're not too proud to do that. It's all good.
You know, I don't know what I would do without my my iPhone these days. Because I have so many beers.
Dude, don't start pimping Apple. We'll get sued.
It's kind of a tough position to be in sometimes because people expect me to know every detail of over 1,000-plus different beers.
Oh, yeah,
beers.
Same here, dude.
And I'm like, shit, man.
Right.
But you know what I do, though?
I have a beer show, but I'm not a brewer.
Well,
I am a brewer, but not a professional one.
You know what I love about Google and my iPhone is it makes you and I a genius.
It does, doesn't it?
Okay, so anyway,
makes me really smart, really quick.
Since I am now a genius, the New Holland Black Tulip is actually a triple. So we weren't too far off on
right
that.
Right on.
You know? Really nice beer, very, very smooth, you know.
Can you tell it's a triple? Does it have that, typical little bit of a bite, booziness to it, yeastiness, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I think it adheres pretty close to the BJCB style.
That's
what
definitely
a triple,
man,
you know?
Yeah.
I think the alcohol level on this is probably up there.
Oh, yeah, we're starting off good today, Phil.
What's that?
We're starting off good today.
Oh, yeah.
Beginning of the first session. We're here for both. We're doing triples and doubles.
We're not playing games.
No. We're professionals here, damn it.
Let's see what the alcohol level on that is. It's 9%. So that's pretty...
That's respectable.
Yeah, it is.
I'm that Rick Pegrator. Oh, the mountain.
Oh, awesome.
All right. We'll stop over, dude.
Thank
great.
You.
So somebody just gave us a
yeah, sorry about that little pause there.
What is this anyway?
We got some stickers from
Sticker Robot. Okay.
And we'll have to talk to him here in a bit.
I want to say my beautiful wife Sandy
yes,
is here
indeed.
With us today.
This is why I love the both of you.
And she is, you know what though? She sometimes asks herself, like, what did I get into when I married this guy? But she's been hanging tough with me, man. So
It
took me 41 years to find this one.
Now I have hope then.
You do have hope.
I can't stay with one for more than like 6 months.
You know what, you're
just too fucked in the head.
You're a sick puppy, but I think that you're gonna find a sick puppy yet.
I'm a wonderful guy, I just have a fucked up sense of humor.
Even Mike laughed at that one.
Mike laughs at me all the time. Not in a good way.
Yeah, yeah. So
I mean, well, I can't really pick a favorite here.
I'll tell you
what. Two different styles.
For me, they're two different styles. You know, people ask me all the time, Phil, what is your favorite beer? I never can answer that question.
I can't. I hate that question.
Because it's not even, it's unanswerable to me. Because, first of all,
the one in my hand.
I can say that there's certain styles of beer that there might be a brewery that I like more.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But there's sometimes that I'm in a mood for a stout, or sometimes I'm in a mood for a good triple, or
right,
another type of Belgian, or even a sour. I love sours, too.
If you're going to press me, I have to say I would go right up there with a triple Carmelite.
Great beer.
Oh,
that's a great beer.
Wonderful beer. I can kind of say that's probably my favorite Belgian. Probably. I haven't tried them all yet, so I don't know.
I'll tell you what, the Triple Carmelite is a really good beer. And also, I had the Guten Carlos on tap.
Oh, you had it on tap?
Wonderful.
Which one?
It was the Cuvée.
The Cuvée.
It was beautiful on tap. I mean,
you said was. Is that gone now?
That is Gonzo.
Gonzo. Gonzo.
Well, there's a lot of smiling faces here today. I got to tell you, you know, as the day progresses, I think they're going to be smiling even more.
They're going to be smiling, stumbling faces.
There's a lot of cuties here, too.
Oh, it's a buffet, I know, man.
It's a buffet.
It's a buffet.
Okay, pretty women, beer, that's a perfect combination.
That's
right
a
there.
Bad combination.
Wait, drunk guys, that's when it becomes bad, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, actually, this is a pretty good event, you know, the whole time, ever since I haven't really seen many problems here. Actually, my wife is she's going to be our runner today too.
Yeah, we got
she's
Mike
to help us out with that.
And Sandy. Both.
And
let's get rid of these because it's the only glasses we have.
Holy cow, we got a long day ahead of us.
Cheers, brother. I'm down in the double. He's down in the triple.
All right, man.
We're going to take a little break here once more. Refresh our glasses, if you will. Get a little rinse going.
You know, it sucks being us today. We have to drink all these beers.
You know, Phil, I always have to think, you know, what are the poor people doing today?
There's thirsty people in China right
That's
now.
That's right. man.
Well, I guess Sandy's going to surprise us with the next beers to taste.
So, this is good. It's like potluck beer.
Yeah, this is potluck review. Potluck review with... sick puppy and chopstick.
And you know what else, too? I mean, she could really be evil to us, too. It could be a blind taste test all day long.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But we can't pimp their beers that way if that happens.
By the way, we're having a blind pumpkin ale taste. It's our second annual, man. We're going to have at least 12 or more pumpkin ales. And that's a really, really fun time. And I want to tell you, last year, Weyerbacher Imperial Pumpkin won. And it beat out, and I love all the other breweries, but I got to just tell you, it was a blind taste, and that's who won, you know? So,
yeah.
They went up against some pretty big names, too, like the Pump King, and, you know.
Was Hoppin' Frog in there?
Hoppin' Frog was in there, but I got to tell you this, I'm really curious how it's going to pan out this year, because Hoppin' Frog's, was it Frog's Hollow, I think it's called.
Yeah.
OMG. It is seriously good. It tastes
really
even better than last year.
I may show up for that because you know that I'm not a hunk male fan. I respect it.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like pumpkin pie. So, again, like it's liquid pumpkin pie to me.
It is.
It's just weird. And some of them are a bit too spicy. That's why I don't like the Christmas ale so much. It's too much spice in there for me.
Maybe if we threw some vodka in it, you would like it better.
Okay.
Make a pumpkin martini.
Durian.
Durian.
Pumpkin durian. No, that sounds horrific. It's a bad idea. Let's not do that. But all right, man. Like I said, let's take a little break here. Wait for Sandy to get back with the goods, and we'll talk more beer.
All right, let's do it.
Awesome, man. Damn, Chopstick. You got your own fan base here, don't you?
I don't know, Sick Puppy. I don't know much, Sick Puppy.
What was your lovely wife kind enough to go get us this time?
Well, what is this one? I don't even know.
This is the Bullfrog Brewing IPA.
Okay, Bullfrog Brewing, they're out of where? Bullfrog is...
Put me on the spot, thanks.
I know they're not far.
No. They're not Ohio.
Wait. I'm a genius.
I'll keep babbling and talking to people.
I invited you guys on Facebook today.
All right, man.
And,
awesome.
Let's keep, yeah, let's keep talking to the crowd while you
look. All right, all right.
Up,
we got some very excited people here.
Some space.
Okay, and well, anyways.
Sweet and sour.
So, Bullfrog Brewing. This is called.
Did
an
you find
IPA.
That already?
Well, while we're
damn.
While we're talking, we're going to. I'm gonna.
Oh, so this is filler. I got you.
I'm gonna kill two birds with one stone here.
Smells amazing, man.
You smell amazing.
Thanks, man. It's Brut by Fabergé. Actually, it's just Speed Stick.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
It's too much information.
It, a little TMI. Dude, we're going to need some Speed Stick halfway through this day.
Yeah, yeah. It's
sweating my ass off already.
I think it's going to be a hot one here at Big Four. Okay, it looks like they are, you know, the 3G's not real fast here.
What? Yeah. If I do 4G on my phone, the battery will die in like
loading.
3 seconds.
I'm going to taste it. Did you try it?
Oh, yeah. It's delicious. Okay. Cheers, brother.
Cheers to you.
Nice, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Here, let's give Mike a taste. He's not an IPA guy. Let's see what he thinks.
Okay, yeah, let's let Mike try this.
Yeah, that bitter beer face look. I don't think he likes it. Thumbs down, Mike. Thumbs down for Mike.
I'll tell you, the one thing I will tell you about this beer is that there's no off flavors.
Right.
At all. So it's
not
it's,
too much hop bite to it.
Yeah, it's a
but
drink.
There's a lot of hops there.
By the way, they are out of Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there we go. And but I will say, though, according to BJCP, I don't know that I would categorize this as an IPA. You know, I mean, it's not real, maybe
I don't know. It's definitely not an imperial IPA by any stretch of the imagination.
It's more...
It is light on the hops.
No, it's real light on the hops. Maybe
but for me up front, I get the hops.
I like it though.
Yeah, yeah. It's
I really
nice
like
beer.
It.
Cheers.
All right, cheers to you, girl. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So,
we got some peeps at the table.
Don't drink that.
You should drink that.
Should I drink that? Is what this is called. Should
yes,
I drink
you should.
That? All right, so. I don't know what the alcohol level is on this.
I bet it's kind of maybe a little bit over session, I'm guessing.
I would say probably around 5%.
Five or six.
At the most.
Maybe. Yeah.
Wait, let me squeeze my liver and I'll tell you. Yeah, according to my liver, this is 5.962%.
Let me stick this hydrometer up my ass. I'll tell you in a second.
That's another TMI.
Might be a little too late for the hydrometer.
So the specific gravity. What is the specific gravity in your ass? I don't want to know that, sick puppy.
There's definitely some gravity there because things drop out of it. But
jeez,
I think I just took this show to a whole new lower level.
You know, I don't know how Spoon puts up with you.
Well, he makes me ed out a lot of shit, Bill. I'm in control now, damn it.
That's right.
But I'm in a public event, so I have to be kind of nice. This isn't Studio A, you know?
That's okay. Everybody loves you, sick puppy. Like, you have that kind of lovable thing going on. Like people just...
Yeah,
like,
I'm just like I'm a psychotic teddy bear.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good name for you.
Teddy bear.
Psychotic teddy.
Well, cheers, man.
Cheers to you. All right, to Bullfrog Brewing.
We're going to talk to some people, and we'll be right back, man. Great beer fest so far. Love it. All right, man. We are back in action. We got another special guest with us right here, local boys.
Right? Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
You want to introduce yourselves?
My name's Kyle. I'm from Milkman Brewing. We're just recently incorporated, just got our premises, still in the process of licensing on the north side, Mexican War Streets.
Awesome, man. You guys are already brewing beer, right?
Well, we are not selling beer. We're
right,
brewing lots
now,
of beer. Yeah. So, yeah, we're giving a lot of beer away. We've been doing events in the area, just kind of, you know, right next to the homebrewers, and, you know, the people are just transitioning into the micro and nano market.
Right on, man. We had to talk a little earlier. I said nano, and you guys, you're like, sort of.
it's nano in the sense that we're much smaller than micro by
exactly,
about 1,000
yeah.
times.
Right.
Even
right.
more than that. I mean, I was...
All I know is all the ladies love the milkman.
We're not making much
all
beer.
All the ladies love the milkman. There's your advertising right there.
Right there.
Milkman always rings twice. Special delivery. It's the milkman.
Milkman's son.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of ways you can play off of that
beer for
years. You guys ever going to do like a breast milk beer?
No. Under no circumstance. There was somebody who was putting around the idea of culturing yeast from an unfortunate lady, and that got slapped down in a hurry. So, yeah.
That actually already
happened. We do have limits. I know it's happened. Yeah. There's no reason for that to happen again.
Well, they don't call me sick puppy on the show for nothing. I want to try that. I want vaginal yeast beer.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
You are a sick puppy.
I would try it on principle of I should try that. I should be aware of what's out there. I can't say that I would. I might brew it. I would never sell that to a consumer.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
It tastes meaty. Is that a problem?
No, not at all.
I don't know, but Sam Caglione spit in his stuff, why can't you have some vaginal yeast?
It's not
I'd make a red ale called the Vaginal Blood Fart Red Ale.
This beer tastes like pennies. Is that weird?
No, not at all.
I feel like I'm on Howard Stern right now.
Welcome to SIDT, bro.
Well, I have a question, Todd.
Go ahead, man.
What size brewing system you have now? You said you're a nano brewery, which is cool. But,
we're going to be setting up a system, basically maxing out at about a 2.5-barrel batch.
Okay, cool.
Initially. We haven't hit the market yet, so we're not sure where it is. The business model branches in a couple places. It could be that we go the standard nano route, making our own beers. We have a few flagships. We got one that's Mean Ass Hank. It's our IPA. It's Jamie's baby. We have one that has been getting stellar reviews. It was initially a one-off, just an experiment that we did for our own thing. It was a green peppercorn rye beer.
Yeah.
About 9% ABV, about 40% rye grain weight. I mean, sparging this thing would be like trying to sparge a bowl of oatmeal. It was not an easy beer to make or an easy beer to source.
Mixing cement.
Pretty much. Yeah. The two of these guys right here, they did not approve.
And what are your
stuck
mad. What are your buddies' names that are working with you?
I got two others here. Introduce yourself,
guys.
Yeah.
There you go.
Put your mouth on the mic.
Gladly. Man, if I had a nickel for every time. Justin Waters, I'm one of the brewers.
And Jamie Rice, I'm also one of the brewers.
All right, guys. You know, I'm really excited to see new breweries. You know, in Napa Valley alone, there's over 1,000 wineries, but in the whole country, there's only about maybe 1,500 breweries. And every time I see a new potential brewery coming together, I'm very excited for you guys. And I hope to someday carry your beers in my store. All right.
Well, it's definitely going to be a little bit of time before, one, we even get brewing, two, before we get licensed outside of PA. Yeah. Here, Justin, you field this one.
Oh, no. I mean, Ohio is probably one of the first places we'll end up going because it's so close. But I know if you look at what's happening with East End or actually any major brewery right now, they're having trouble distributing. And we're one-tenth the capacity of East End, and they can't distribute outside of the greater Pittsburgh area. So,
well, you know what, though? Everything starts with vision and persistence, and I hope to see you guys grow.
Thank you.
We like to think sex appeal sells a little bit as well.
I love the name, Milkman.
You get the sarcasm if this is a video show.
Love the name.
Saying.
Well, if they saw us, I mean, we're the only naked people that are at the Brewfest right now.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And what's even funnier is all the other attendees are accepting that. You know, but for some reason...
We're kind of hard to see, though, so it's...
Yeah, man. I can
see everybody standing in those glass rings.
That's awesome. What do you guys have brewing now? Just the one beer?
Oh, we have a few.
A few? Yeah. Talk about it.
So one of the ones that we've actually been getting some pretty heavy demand for from the few people who know us, they want to see our peppermint porter come back. We did it at the Brewfest down at Saddle Ridge almost a year ago now. You know, we have maybe 5-6 bottles left of it. I mean, we did probably about a barrel and a half of that stuff, and people
that,
loved
that,
it.
That won the fan favorite at the fest, right?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It did. And we came in the judges, like honest-to-God beer judges, you know, judging honest-to-God beer. We came in behind the Southern Tier Double IPA, and all of us were just sitting there. We're like, "Oh, we got second. Oh, darn! It's a Southern Tier Double IPA." Like, love this stuff, man.
With
like,
you.
That's gonna make you guys feel really proud of what you're doing already. You know,
it really does. It really does.
Can go from there. You know?
We're stoked. I mean, we're developing new stuff all the time.
Oh, it's
we're calling it a Scout Stout. One of the first people to try the peppermint porter said, you guys hit the line. You didn't go scope and you didn't go no mint. You hit the thin mint point, which is where they, that's where the happiness lies. So we realized we need to do our next favorite cookie, which is the Samoa.
Maybe we should call that the G-spot or something like that.
Pretty much. But yeah, Jamie has a few interesting names for that I'm not going to mention on any kind of air whatsoever. Just out of sake of the common decency. But
I told you the name of one of my beers. You don't want to hear the rest.
But we're going to be doing one where we're caramelizing some more. We're using a lot of chocolate malt, some toasted coconut, nice solid bit of biscuit in there. Honestly, we're hoping to hit fermenters on Thursday with our test. Basically, we shoot a pattern with every single beer. Like, we'll make a big batch, we'll split that off into 5 gallons, do different boils, split that off into individual gallon or even half-gallon growlers with our different various ads, because we're doing stuff where it's like you try to find out, okay, so who's been using peppermint in their beer? And, you know, all you see is eyebrows just jumping up above people's hairline. It's,
beautiful. You know, we were just talking about thinking outside the box. But it looks like Sick Puppy. We're talking about that. It looks like Milkman Brewing Company's thinking outside the box.
Well, we're thinking inside the box with regard to that one yeast beer, but,
No.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. It had to be said.
That was too
sad. I didn't think of that first. Damn it.
Now, a Samoan stout?
Yes. Go for it.
Now, see, so for a Brewfest beer, so we had the, last year we did the Peppermint Porter, which is, people that don't like dark beer usually, like, they do it for a reason. Like, they like their light beer or mixed drinks. I'm not going to mention names or anything like that. But so Samoan beer is probably going to appeal to the same crowd as well. But people that actually want to put down some beer will like this beer also, because we won't put out anything that we don't want to drink ourselves. So,
yeah, it's great too, man.
So it's I'm really excited about this beer that's coming out. Oh!
Like, get it down!
No,
party foul.
I did that last year.
Sorry, so party foul. Go ahead.
If you want to call it a panty dropper, feel free.
That's all right.
But that's basically what we're going for, though. Something that's going to appeal to both audiences.
Right on. Just don't name it that. You'll get sued.
Yeah, I don't want to name it Panty Dropper and cross it over with Girl Scouts as well. That just seems like a bad mix of images right there.
We're a very good movie. It's going to be Scout.
They're not here this year, I don't think, but Ellicott Bill Brewing Company. They have one called Panties Droppus.
Pantis Droppus.
Great name for a beer.
Well, there's a lot of creativity, though, with these guys.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of creativity.
So where can people find out more about you guys? Are you on, like, Twitter and Facebook yet?
Yeah, we're on Twitter. It's at Milkman Brewing. We're also on Facebook if you just search for Milkman Brewing. And you can email us at info@milkmanbrewing.com. We have a blog. It's not updated that often right now because we're kind of in bureaucracy mode at the moment.
It's true.
Yeah, but you can find us out there. If you just Google for us, you'll find us.
Milkman Brewing.
Milkmanbrewing.com. It's our home base.
Nice.
Easy to find us all.
All right. It's easy to find the milkman.
Oh, my God. So wait a minute. Does that mean you guys are coming to my house once a day with a beer? A growler and a box on the front porch?
It's on the far end of the business model, but it is within the realm of possibility. Go for it, Justin.
Honestly, that would kick ass.
If the price is right.
Yeah. I'm pretty cheap. Maybe not.
No, we will be self-distributing at first, which is where the milkman name comes from.
Yeah.
So if you're... Maybe if you wanted a keg, we'll bring it to your house.
Do you have any...
Sounds like a deal.
I want to know if they have any plans in the future to sell out to InBev.
No.
Wrong.
If
InBev is willing to give us the amount of money that they gave Goose Island, absolutely. And then we'll open Milkman Brewing, too.
With the money that they give us.
If they were to give us half as much...
Well, then you could actually open up. After that, you could open up Milkman.
10% is all
right. Wait. Hey, sick puppy. Let's really put a price on this. If InBev came to you today and said, I've got $1,000.
No.
Okay,
no.
All right. I just want to see where you're at with that.
Well, that's what they would probably
offer.
What would
you say? Yeah. Order of magnitude somewhere between $1 million and $10 million in that range?
That'd be above at least $500,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's enough money to open up another brewery after they buy us,
there you go.
I'll do it. Because all I want to do is brew beer. And I want
bigger,
to brew
badder,
beer.
Better, man. Yeah.
I don't care. The name isn't important.
Yeah, one thing we didn't mention is the fact that none of us are taking salary off of this. This is something where basically we started hitting the wall on how much homebrew you are legally allowed to make in your house every year, which is something of very high up. 200 gallons or so?
100 gallons, it's just you.
Yeah.
And if you and your spouse, it's 200.
Yeah.
But who really follows that? I may or may not brew.
Yeah, who enforces it? Yeah, exactly.
The beer police.
But yeah, so we're not taking a salary and we're self-distributing. So as far as a bang for your buck, I think we're going to be doing better than any brewery in pretty much anywhere.
Oh, sure, man.
Well, I can't wait to taste your beer. That's the bottom line.
Looking forward to
good
it.
Good beer. Good beer.
November 19th? Something like that. The guys are talking about when Brewfest is the next time we're going to have beer that's generally available to the public. You know, just something that we want to pass out and say, hey, this is what's up.
But did you guys get involved with Brewing Up a Cure this year? Actually, October 8th.
It's actually out of our production cycle. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, we actually were there last year. We weren't there as Milkman Brewing. If anybody's been there, we did the Black and Tan Floats, and we had an IPA there as well. And they were very well received, but yeah, this year it falls at a time where we're trying to get paperwork done.
Right.
And
it's okay.
And they need 40. I think it's a minimum of 40 gallons, and it's just we don't have time to do it.
Well, maybe next year.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think it's the perfect way for you guys to get your voices out there and and share what you do.
Yeah, and like Kyle
you've got
said,
the perfect audience here in places like this.
We can't sell it yet either, so this is pretty good. I mean, you could just give it away.
I like that.
Oh, you've been giving it away for a long time,
Justin. Okay. Well, the bottom line...
I mean, we are a beer review show, so if you ever want us to, litmus test any of your beers, give us a call.
Absolutely.
I have some advice for these guys.
Right? Go ahead, man.
It's simple. Make good beer. Okay? And number two... Just look at your cost models, and get your beer out there, man. It doesn't cost a lot of money. Events like this, even if you're giving it away, people get
get your name. Oh, yeah, Milkman Brewing, man. They're going to be opening up soon. They're going to be opening up. Oh, yeah, Milkman. Man, I can't wait till they go live. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, one of the things that we are going to be doing, like, we're not going to put out any beer we don't want to drink ourselves.
Sure.
So when it comes down to our quality assurance, I mean, every beer that we have is going to be play tested before we put it out there. So
it's a tough job.
You know what? I really hate to take on that responsibility, I know, to, like, make sure that everybody else, you know, has to deal with what I like.
Right on.
But I like a lot of beer, but I like good beer only. So, and I mean, I've drank the worst beers, but I like only good beer, and the only beer we're going to put out is the stuff I like to do. And same thing with these guys. If they don't find something likable in the beer, it's going to be the same thing. So,
yeah, it's great to hear.
Right.
Again, it's an honor to talk to you guys. And we had talked a little earlier. Let's do another show in the future, in the near future. Just Should I Drink That and Milkman Brewing? Nice quiet setting, sample some of the beers.
Somewhere where there's not 100 decibels of background noise rolling around.
What
he said.
All right, man, thanks for talking to us, guys.
Thank you very
Appreciate it.
Thank
you
so much. Yeah,
thank you.
Talk soon.
It was a pleasure, man.
Best of luck to you guys, man. Milkman! You know, this is Chopstick live at Big Boar with Sick Puppy.
Sick
and here
we've got
Jeff from All Saints Brewing. Jeff, tell us a little bit about your brewing company.
What we have is All Saints Brewing Company. We're in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. I was the brewer at the Red Star the whole time we were there. Red Star closed. We were fortunate enough to purchase some brewing equipment. And we're about to get up and running. I can get some beers out to people, so we're really excited about it.
Well, Jeff was so kind to come over and talk to us today, and actually we've got a couple beers. Sick Puppy, that one's for you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
So tell us about this first beer we're about to taste.
All right, what you have, we called it the Nachin's Chili Beer.
Oh, and chili beer.
It's a chili beer. And we went nice and subtle on the chilies. And
smell that.
Should have a nice roasted chili pepper aroma and flavor. And nice for a ball game, remind you of a plate of nachos or something like that. But it's just supposed to be nice and different, easy to drink.
I've had the Cave Creek chili beer. This is the craft version, not the crap version.
You know what? I can actually smell it a little bit too.
That's nice. It's nice.
I say we give this a try.
Let's do it, man. Cheers.
Cheers. All right, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, you didn't bring one for yourself?
I got water.
I got water.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It has like a delayed effect. It's like 2 seconds.
But it's not overpowering at all.
No.
That's beautiful, man.
It's very drinkable.
I'm a huge fan of like really hot, spicy foods and peppers.
Nice.
It's beautiful. But I think even if you're not, it's still a nice, enjoyable beer. A little kick to it.
It's got enough kick that the person who really likes the hot stuff will enjoy it. But also one who's not real big on it, they'll be like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to say this one tantalizes the taste buds.
Wow.
Thank you.
So you want to tell us a little bit about the brewery itself?
Seven Barrel Brew House. We're going to try to just make some beers, get them out to bars, restaurants, growlers on site. We just can't wait to get opened up. Just got a few more hurdles to get out of the way.
Right.
We'll be all right. We needed to have a presence here today, let people know that we're out there and about. And I just want good things for people. You know?
Yeah, and that's what we're here to do for you as well, man. It's what we do, and that's what we love. So
we love to promote the small craft brewery.
Hell yeah.
And so this is obviously the first year at the Big Four.
Yes.
And so you're on the path to future success as a brewery.
I really hope so.
Well, you know, give it hell, keep brewing this chili beer, and I think you're on the right track, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Well,
Other than this chili beer, do you have anything else in the lineup or at this point in time?
We definitely would like to do a few lagers. They take
little
longer.
Yeah, right.
But boy, they're really worth it, and worth the time if you can do it. A lot of breweries
a lot of the small craft are not doing the lagers because it's not enough time.
That even kind of parallels with me as a home brewer. I just don't do the lagers because I'm not patient enough.
No.
And I don't have the refrigeration equipment to do that, so... Yeah.
It just takes an extra
time. I think there should be some more lagers out there. This craft beer all year, ale. There's nothing wrong with a lager. I mean, it's got a bad name because of some big boys. But
maybe. Yeah,
the craft beer lager is definitely a different lager than you're used to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
totally different.
You know, lagers are, they're a little more, to me, a little more difficult to make.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
So, you know, sometimes, although I'm a hop head, I like hops, I think sometimes these breweries, they just blast hops and all their beers, you know. And it's nice, like what you did with your chili beer, Jeff, that you went, again, outside the box.
Right. We're getting a lot of that today, actually.
Outside
this is great. Love it. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you.
What do you think of this idea? I haven't mentioned this on our show before, Jeff. Me as a homebrewer, I like to push the envelope, like we were talking earlier. And I'm making, you know what a durian fruit is?
Durian. I do not.
It's like the stinkiest fruit on the planet. It stinks, and the texture of it's really funky. I'll show you a picture here in a second. I think I have one on my phone.
It smells bad.
It smells really bad. But it tastes delicious.
It tastes like rotten onions.
I want to make a beer out of that.
I've seen onion beer. I've seen onion wine. I
think the durian will be the biggest challenge ever. Even if it turns out like crap, I don't care because I did it.
That's right. You know? And you know what?
It's that homebrewer pride, dude.
Yes. You can drink it all yourself.
Yeah, exactly. There's what it looks like opened up there, Jeff.
Yeah, it looks pretty bad. It's kind of like a mutant crab. It's like mutant.
It's a pineapple on crack.
Yeah. It's like they grew this fruit near like Three Mile Island when they had a meltdown.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Chernobyl or something like that. You know.
I know our viewers at home can't see this, but you've seen it all on my Facebook page. That's what they look like when they're.
Personally, I think it's radioactive.
They still stink when they're closed up.
I can imagine. I think it's radioactive fruit.
Those are really, really sharp. It's just a weird-ass fruit, you know?
I just have to say good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I heard rumors that it'll
make... It turns out good. You'll be sorry.
I heard rumors that if you eat durian, it makes your penis very small.
Well, there is a big myth about the durian that if you drink hard liquor and eat a durian, it'll kill you.
Oh.
It's a lie, but it's that steeped in tradition in Thailand kind of a thing.
Oh, wow.
Passed on from generation to generation. I think it was the parents just trying to get their kids not to eat that shit.
Don't eat the durian and drink my sake.
Right, yeah. Don't touch my booze and don't bring that crap into the house. That's, that's what that myth came from, I think. Yeah.
Well, actually, we do have another beer that Jeff brought from Old St. Brewing.
Nice.
And now I understand this is like a barley wine, correct?
Yes, it is.
So tell us a little bit about this next one. What is it called?
This is the wet hop barley wine. I had a farmer growing some nuggets, and he sent them to me. We aged these on some nuggets for about just a week, just to open up a nice aroma to it. But the barley wine itself is about 10.5%. It's an English-style barley wine.
Awesome.
So I went for balance. You know, hops are the first thing. They're the natural preservative, but they're the first thing to go stale in beer.
Sure.
So I wanted to have it some long life, be able to age it between 4 months, 6 years,
until
later on down the road, we can pull this out and be real nice. So it was a real nice balance between the malt and hops to begin with, and then when I went and put the wet nuggets on top of it, it just blew that nice floral nose right in.
I was just going to mention that. Nice floral aroma there. Very nice.
The bitterness. Well, it definitely tastes like a barley wine.
You know what, though?
Not real big on the hops.
It does, but
it's
different for me. It doesn't have that typical harshness of a barley wine. It's a little sweeter for me. You know?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's definitely got a unique thing going on.
Yeah.
There's no off flavors, that's for sure. I'm not getting anything off. I'm getting some hops, but it's not like
not too bitter.
But you know, when you think of barley,
you know what else I just got with that? A little bit of pepper.
A little bit.
Following that up with that, yeah.
Leftover. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that too, and yeah. I thought maybe it was from the chili beer. Mm. So.
Maybe it wasn't such a good idea. We should have rinsed first. I don't know.
Should have done that one first.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that doesn't take away from that beer, either beer, actually. They're both great.
This is one of the first ones that I want to brew whenever we get up full on, so it can age for 3-4 months before we put it out and make it available. We'll give it a chance to mellow out. Whenever you brew it right away, the malt's fighting for a place on the palate, the hops are fighting for a place on the palate, the alcohol's fighting for a place. We can let it smooth for just a little bit.
And I love a beer where I can try it, like, you know, more than once. And always get something different out of it.
Every time. Every time.
Love that.
I like the way you phrase that, though. You know, they're fighting for their position.
Right, yeah.
In your mouth. Well, we could really go a lot of directions with that, but I'm not touching that one. But anyways.
I'm not touching that one either.
We're being taunted right now by some attendees.
We got some male nipplage.
It's the pooper trooper.
It is the pooper trooper. But you remember from past show. What was that? Maybe show 10?
Oh, the Herford
and Hop show. Yeah. It's old school.
Well, I'll tell you, Jeff, I hope the best for you. It's actually, this is a really fun time for me today, Sick Puppy, because
it's you're like welcome.
I'm getting to meet some new craft brewers, man. I mean, I hope to see your name around town and see you guys grow. I don't know. I actually represent over 1,000 different labels in my business, and so I'm always tasting these different beers. And over the years, you know, and I know Sick Puppy has just the one this. You know, you really get a feel for the different styles and just get people going outside of the box and trying some new stuff.
Right. Hey, cheers, brother.
All right, cheers, man. All right. Is there any beer here today?
No beer today at all. So how close are you guys to full production? And
just a few more weeks.
A few more weeks. Great to hear, man. Awesome.
Well,
you know how to get a hold of us, man. Once it kicks off or even right before, let us know. We'll do a show. Just
I appreciate the help.
I think Jeff needs to get over there and start pouring some more beer for the people.
Well, before I let him go, though, I think I read this somewhere. You guys are having a little like beer tasting beer fest between you guys and
Helltown,
right? Heaven and Hell.
We're talking about it. Nothing planned out. No dates.
I don't remember where the hell I even saw that at, but I do remember reading about that somewhere.
Cool. We all met up at the Bell's Brewery. We all got together at a tasting one night with him, and it just came up. Heaven and Hell Beer Festival. We got Helltown and Mount Pleasant, All Saints and Greensburg.
It's a natural, you know?
We got consecutive brewer's licenses in the state. It's just nuts. So, yeah, we got to do it.
Hell yeah.
Now they're right next to you guys too, right?
Here today, and, the next day.
So they're a relatively new brewery, am I correct?
Yeah.
So maybe we need to get them over here too. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I want them to.
Okay, guys.
Well, maybe what beer. We do for this festival, you got Heaven Hell, and then we bring in a Dorian beer, and it'd be Heaven Hell and Torture, or something like that. You know?
Heaven Hell and Purgatory.
Well, very good, man.
Check it out. Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
Holy shit.
All right, Jeff.
Is the first session over?
I don't know. People are chanting.
12-3, man.
Holy cow. Well, Jeff, it's been a real pleasure, man. Good luck to you in the brewery.
Thanks, dude, again. And when you get back there, bring Satan over here.
Yeah, we'll kick him over this way. Thanks.